listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, what will it be in your life? A feast or a famine? Keep that in mind as I read you from Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. The prophet Amos reminds us that there is another kind of famine that we can be concerned about in our world today. It's not a famine of food. Amos described it like this: I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. It's not a lack of God's word, but a famine of God's word. It's not a case of God withholding his revelation, but of the people being in such a state that they do not take heed to the words of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 describes the right way to hear the word of God. It says this: when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. You see, the Thessalonians received the word. They welcomed the word, they regarded it as the word of God, and they allowed it to work effectively in their life. That is effective hearing of the word of God, and that's what there would be a famine of in the time Amos prophesied about. Then Amos continued his warning. He said, they shall wander seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. When we push away God's word for a long time, we may find ourselves in the place where we could not find it even if we wanted to. This makes us remember that the ability to hear God's word and to benefit by it is a gift from God, and it's a gift that should never be despised. Jesus alluded to this parable in the parable of the soils and the sower. Jesus said this: take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you to hear, and more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, but to whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. That's in Mark chapter 4, verses 24 and 25. This is what it tells us. When we seek God, it generally becomes easier to find him. When we push away God, it generally becomes more difficult to hear and to receive his word. So here's a question for you today. Is there famine in your life right now? Perhaps the famine in your life is a famine of hearing the word of God, and the problem is with you. You owe it to yourself to seek God on this very matter. Since it is true that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that's in Matthew chapter 4, then it is true that a famine of hearing God's word can be as catastrophic as a famine of bread. Friends, the bread is out there. It's in the word of God. Today, get your hearing of the word of God right and enjoy the feast God gives you in his word.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.